Maral is a kasha on the pasuk, which everyone knows. Tzoyim haravi, v'tzoyim hachamishi, v'tzoyim hashvi, v'tzoyim haasiri, yud habeis Yehuda, v'sasu l'v'simcha. So he asks, what's the pshat that the tzoyim will change to the sasu l'v'simcha? It should say Yom Tzoyim Haraviv, Yom Tzoyim Hachamishi. The day will become the Simcha. The Tzoyim will become the Simcha. The day will turn into a Yom Tov. It won't be a Tzoyim anymore, it will become a Simcha. But the Pasuk says the Tzoyim, the Etzim Tzoyim will become the Sosim, the Simcha. Bechor, that's how the Gemara Darshans, because of that deal, that's how the Gemara Darshans, that if it's Zman Shalom, then it's Sasa V'Simcha, and if it's Zman Milchomer, Zman Shmad, then it's Tzoyim. In other words, it remains always the two Bechidas. I mean, he says, well, what's the pshat in the Pasuk? The Pashas of the Pasuk. Why is the Etzem Tzoyim? So you could say, the Gemara in Tali says, "Kol am Yisabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye b'simchasa." Whoever was zoyche, perhaps he is a zoyche today. Whoever's Yisabel al Yerushalayim, then they will be zoyche to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. It's b'meila, could be the tzoyim itself. The tzoy, which is the chida of being misabel on Yerushalayim, the tzoy itself will become the sos of the simcha. Will be sos v'sameach that we had these tzoymas, and that we had shaychas to be misabel. I always say the Gemara doesn't say ha misabel on Yerushalayim. Habis Abel Yerushalayim would be Bashma, the persons holding by Emes Madrega of Avelis. But when it says, Kol Habis Abel Yerushalayim, in the Chorah, Kol Habis Abel is the rabbis, any Bechina of Avelis. Kiyodua, that for us, the Avelis of Yerushalayim is very hard. Perhaps we'll see a bit more what's really our avodah here, Yitz Hashem. But Kolponim, if we go, Kol Am Yisabel and Yerushalayim is any type of bechila. So even the people who fasted, the Tzoyim Haravi will become the Sosin V'Simcha. Agav, it's good to know that the Ritos Medayim for that Gemara, Kol Am Yisabel and Yerushalayim, even the people who are nifta already, throughout the Doris, all the grace of Yisablim, Kol Am Yisabel and Yerushalayim, Ubizoicha Meroe B'Simchosa, says the Ritva, that there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim B'Yuchad B'Shas the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. That all the tzaddikim throughout the doiros who are misabel on Yerushalayim, they'll be there. Because otherwise, the chayre, who's going to be there? Whoever happens to be alive, bizman of Mashiach, bizman where they'll build the Beis Hamikdash, who happens to be there, they'll be part of the simcha. And when you tell me, Kol Am Yisabel, what about all the people throughout the doiros who are misabel on Yerushalayim? So the Rit was saying, yeah, they'll be there. So I always think there'll be a Meritika Simcha, you know, the people will be able to meet there. And if we'll have Shaykhs, they'll allow us to meet the Rashi HaKadosh, the Rambam, the Tanoim, the Amoraim. I don't know if we'll be able to get anywhere near them, but on Kolponim is going to be a grace of Simcha. But can't decide. It's not happy. Can't decide. The tsoyim aravi. Maybe there's another biur. Yitz Hashem. So we'll see. There's a Tana de Be'elio, which the Mesilas Yeshayim brings. The Tana de Be'elio in Perek Dalet says, Kol Chacham v'Chacham Yisrael. Sheesh bo divrei toyer la mitoy, ubi sadeach al kvoido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kvoido shel Yisrael. Every single Talmid Chacham who has divrei toyer la mitoy, and he's misabel, he's misadeach, he's groaned, he's upset, kvoido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kvoido shel Yisrael, kol yomo. Ubechabed, ubisave, ubetzape, and he has tremendous desire, and he's looking and waiting. Al kvod Yerushalayim, al beis hamikdash, v'al Yeshua shetatzmiach bekorav yomeinu. He's waiting as a tremendous misave, betzape, for the Yeshua. Al kiddush galius. The kibbutz galius, biyad shoyre alav ruach hakodesh bekirbei. He was zoiche biyad, he gets ruach hakodesh. It's a very interesting medrash here. First of all, what's the pshat? The kol chacham v'chacham yisrael sheyesh bo divrei Torah la'amitai. What's the want here? He's got divrei Torah la'amitai. But then says that the person is that madrega, and he's misameach kodesh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kodesh Yisrael, misaveh for the geula. He's zoicha l'ruach hakodesh. Why is he zoicha l'ruach hakodesh? It's the pshat. He's zoicha l'ruach hakodesh. Yeah, he's zoicha l'ruach hakodesh. There are basically two things here. He's misaneach al kvodesh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvodesh al Yisrael. These two bechilas, we've talked about it recently many times. Like the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koimes Nikmas Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, the Koimes Nikmas Hashem. There are two Bechinas. There's the Bechina, the Kvoido Shel Yisrael, and there's the Bechina of Kvoid Shamayim, Kvoido Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And Yochanami, Rashi says in Matos that they're be'etzim two sides of the same coin. Kol ha'omed al Yisrael is omed neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But l'maisa, there are two bechinas here. There are two bechinas. Kvoid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kvoid shel Yisrael. What's kvoid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kvoid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're living in a world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains, V'om Abayei, Utsiv Abayanoid, Rebbein Shalom keeps Atom Echayes Kulom, Kol Rega Verega, the Rebbein Shalom is keeping the world going. Kol Rega Verega, the Rebbein Shalom is Mashgiach on the world. Kol Rega Verega, the Rebbein Shalom is running the world. And Ruben, the Welt, is machish, the koifer. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu before. And everything that happens, they fail in the grace of Nisayin that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the world. Since everything the Rebbein Shalom does is through Siba Misayin, cause and effect. And that is designed to help us to get to the cause of all the causes. Zay HaKodesh calls HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ilas HaIlois, the cause of all causes. Because there's cause and effect, so a person should say, okay, so what, how did this happen? We come back to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, it brings with it the nisayon of just stopping at a particular cause. And it brings with it the nisayon that everything that happens is just a cause, looking for a cause, but derech hateva, siva on derech hateva. Even though it's meguchach, it's a joke, some of the sivas. Somebody told me that they can't figure out what happened in Miami. How did a building fall down like that? Not even a whole building, only half a building fell down. It was a clear answer then. So some people are tithing that it's because of the water, the salt in the ocean, which is nearby the buildings, and somehow it got in and run the building. First of all, they've had buildings by the sea for doyres. We've no shamanu, anything like this that happened, something like this. And it's one of a whole street of buildings. So you see the pictures, a lot of other, I don't know if I was ever there, I'm not sure. But there's loads of buildings around, and nothing happened to them. And this, all of a sudden, this thing that happens. Everything man has to look for a cause. And he stops by that, the cause. Everybody knows the COVID, the Shaila is, was it a Chinaman who ate a bat, or was it people in the Wuhan laboratory who made it? And did they do it Bedavka, or Shlo Bedavka, and now once we know that there was a Chinaman who ate a bat, and that's how it came, or there was somebody in this laboratory who somehow this came out. Now we're okay. Now we're happy. Kim Dumani, they'd be making biological warfare all over the world in all sorts of places, and we stopped in that laboratory as well, and nothing has ever leaked. And some of them are very careful with how they make these things. And all of a sudden they leaked. And I heard that the Chinese are always eating bats and stuff like that, all sorts of weird things. So all of a sudden there's one guy called Corona. There was no other. If Corona is such a popular lachma by the bats, so I'll come to Elamai. That's Kvodot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a world which is kulei biyad Hashem. And Ruba the Ruba of the Welt, and not only Ruba the Ruba of the Welt, Rabbi Yisai, it seeps through even to us to a certain degree. To what degree do we nisoira when these things happen? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why do we have to wait for these type of things to happen? You know, when the Yotzi Min HaKlals, then we get this spoiled. When you see the sea, you see the ocean. We're meant to make a bracha oisem aisem bereishis. Kriyas Yamsuf in the Gale Taas, the Borei Olam, Nisei Nisim, and everything that we're nisoyim from Kriyas Yamsuf. But be'etzem, why do we have to wait for Kriyas Yamsuf? We should see it when we see the sea which we didn't split. The Chazanish says that's a bigger ness, it's a bigger Ratzon Hashem. It's a bigger Ratzon Hashem that the water should stick together rather than it should split. One time in history, okay, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair twice, he did it a few times. Say that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Kriyas Yamsuf. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants the Bayit to stick together. So that's Kvoido Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in our Bria we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Komponim, the Klal HaBria, Koyfeh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kvoido Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Kvoido Shel Yisrael? Abzu Yotar Tili Tinosi Yisapeyu. Atem Eidainu Um Hashem. Klal Yisrael mitzad the godless of Klal Yisrael. Not mitzad when the two bechinas come together. That's not them. Mitzad the godless of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in the Chagiga, Daf Hei. V'im loy tishma'uhu b'mistorim tifka nafshi b'pnei geiva. The Gemara brings, Yirmiyah says, gives the Gansa Teichocha, and he says, and if you don't listen to the Teichocha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll cry in my secret place b'pnei geiva. Omrem Shmuel bar Ida b'shmei derav. Bokim yesh loy laKadosh Baruch Hu mistorim shemayim. Mistorim is a special place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. We'll see in a minute. Yitzhashem. Bai b'pnei geiva. The Rosham says he's going to cry b'pnei geiva. Omrim Shmuel by Yitzchok b'pnei gavosan shel Yisrael. Shnit lo mehem. But need not avoid the no they could have him. They gave us, so I'm sure by Yitzchak says, is Gavosan Shel Yisrael. Rashi brings on the Pasuk there in Yirmiyah, Gadluson Shel Yisrael, when the godless of Klal Yisrael. Like on the Shmuel who cries over the godless of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel Banachmeini, Omer, Biblay Gavosan Shel Malchus Shamai. So these two Bechinas again. The Kvoidon Shel Klal Yisrael and Kvoidon Shel Malchus Shamayim. Kvoidon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over the Chilul Hashem that there is in the Bria. But that's one Bechina. The Bechina Mipnei Geva, the Godless and Klal Yisrael. Gavosan Shel Klal Yisrael. What is the Gavosan Shel Klal Yisrael? What's the godness of Klal Yisrael? So first of all, I thought the Gemara in Yevamah says, Gimel Simonim Be'umazu. There are three Simonim, Miuchodim for Klal Yisrael. Rachmonim, Baishonim, V'goyim Lechasodim. Klal Yisrael, the Maskunta, have Midas, which you won't find by the Goyim. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. And the Mefarshim explained the three Midas, different ways of learning it, come from the three Omas HaKadoshim. The simplest way is to say, Shaloi B'loi Kvi Aseda, Goyim Lechasodim from Avraham. And Baishonim is from Yitzchok, and Rachmonim is from Yaakov Avinu. Oh, but what's Baishonim? Baishonim. So the Marsha asks, the Gemara in Beitzel says that Klal Yisrael are Azim Shebu Umos. So why are they Baishonim? Klal Yisrael have Azus, the opposite of Baishonis. So the Marashah, Eilo Hanami, the Teva of Klal Yisrael is their Azim. The Maral explains what's the Azus of Klal Yisrael, why they Azim. Azus comes from Seichel. The more a person, Azus the Kedusha, Az Kadomer, there's an Azus which is Azus of Kedusha. What's the Azus of Kedusha? When a person lives Alpi Seichel, he decides things Alpi Seichel, he lives Alpi Seichel, has the confidence of what he decided Alpi Seichel. So that gives him the Azus. When a person doesn't live Alpi Seichel, it's all Alpi Guf, okay, Nafkevida, like this, like that, okay, it should be like this, well, okay, so batter here, batter there, batter there. This isn't so important. That's what, when a person sees what he means, they say, here's a yasod. This is Emes, Lamito, he decided al Piseichel, and he goes with that, he lives with that, he stays with that. That's the character of Klal Yisrael, the Melechoyre, opposite of Baishonis. One of the Gimel Simonim is Baishonim. So the Marsha, Mikoyach HaToyre, Klal Yisrael, when they learn Torah, they get Yira. Torah is maybe only day Yira. And Yira is by Shabbos. The person that has Yira, Yira Sashem, he has by Shabbos. He's Mizbayish. That's why by Shabbos is from Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok, the Midah of Yira, of Gevura. It's Ken Zayin. The Gimel Simonim Be'etzem. Rachamim also, the Rachamim of Klal Yisrael comes from Torah. Be'etzim, the real Rachamim. Kol ha-merachim al ha-tipshim. Misachso al ha-rachmonim. The person's merachim al ha-chzorim. The rachmonis of Klal Yisrael is controlled by Torah. Baal Kolponim, he's given Simonim, it's the godless of Klal Yisrael. And it's Ken Zayin, next week's parasha. We laid today, Shabbos, the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Ushmarte vasisem kihi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ho'amim. This is your keep the mitzvahs, because this is your chokhmah bina le'elei ha'amim. Asher yishmun es kol ha'chukim ba'elu, ba'ele, ba'omru. The goyim will see Torah, that we keep Torah, ba'omru. Rak am chokham v'novoin ha'goy ha'godol ha'zeh. That we keep Torah. Torah fashions Klal Yisrael, shapes Klal Yisrael. Then that's the chokhmah ubina le'enei ha'amim, and that the goyim and his spoil. Rakam chokhmah v'noven ha'goy ha'god l'aseh. So to Rashi, teichoshvu chachomim v'nevoidim le'enei ha'amim. Ki mi goy godol asher lo elukim kroivim eilov, kashem elekeinu b'chol kareinu eilov. Umi goy godol asher lo yichukim u'mishpotim tzadikim kechol ha'toyra hazois asher anoichi noise lifneichem hayoim. It's Ken Zayin. These two mi goy godols are also these two bechinas. Mi goy godol asher lo elukim kroivim eilov is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see if it's Hashem a bit more. Elukim kroivim eilov. Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilov. That's mitzad when Klal Yisrael be'etzem hi chochmaschem binaschem le'enei ha'amim. You'll see Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah, and the pasuk carries on. Rak yishom lechosh v'nav shchavoyit petishkach esedvorim asher ro einech o pen yosur mivom chikol meichayech v'tartum levonech o levei banech o zog trashi oz kesheloi tishkechu oisam v'tasum al amitosam. When you mekayim Torah al amitosam techoshu chachomim benevoinim v'im te'avsu oisam. When is it me going on? What's the godless of Klal Yisrael? The God or the godless of Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael are keeping Torah and learning Torah, be mekayim Torah ala mitosam. But when keeping it ala mitosam, then it's gewaltig, even the goyim see mikoy godol, the godless of Klal Yisrael. Ki chachmaschem will be naschem. But if we don't keep it ala mitosam, what's the problem with whether we don't keep it ala mitosam? As long as we don't keep Torah, that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the godless of Klal Yisrael is Rashi Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim. Rak Yisham Lechosh Manavshcha Moed Petishkach Hisadvarim. Sheloi Tishkachu Yisrael Metasum Ala Mitosam Teichoshu Chachamim. Unavoidivim Taavsu Yisrael Mitoich Shikha Teichoshu Shoytim. He doesn't say if we stop keeping Torah, if we forget the Torah, we're not keeping Torah. Techoshu shoytim. No, im ta'avsu oisam. So what's the pshat? How are we keeping Torah, which is ta'avsu oisam? It's ken zayin. If we keep Torah, because mitzvos anoshim b'lumado, because that's what we've always done. That's how we were brought up. That's what we do. This and we do that, and we do the other things. Yeah. You get up in the morning. So we wash negel vaser, we get dressed, we put a talis and tefillin, go to shul, we mumble a few words. Does the goy see, wow, chochmaschem v'binaschem? He says, well, what is this funny business? Why are you, you're putting on a cloak and a funny black boxes? And you're swaying. I once heard some Goyesha professor made a chakira when he was researching how come Klal Yisrael shockle. It's an interesting thing. The Goyim don't shockle when they don't. But Klal Yisrael shockle. This is a Kliyatum. So he came out, eventually discovered the site. Klal Yisrael used to live in the Middle East, and they used to ride on camels. And when you ride on a camel, that's the way you go, on a camel. So therefore, they started shuttling when they were davening on a camel. It's a grace of B'di Evi to daven on a camel. They didn't know that. But how many people were davening on camels? Everybody only davened on camels. And there, we may there, so we still daven, even though we don't daven on camels anymore. Isn't that the techoshu shoiting to absu oisam? If our shokala rai, all it says to the goy is that you were on a camel. It's not you were on a camel. Mela, you're on a camel, you're shockling. But you're not even on a camel. 2,000 years later, you're still shockling because of the camels. Isn't that the biggest teichoshu shoitim, the shaykh? The pshat that when this guy, whoever he was, I don't know, maybe he was a friar Jew, who knew that yidn shockle. When he wasn't despoiled from the davening, he didn't see that there's a shechina there, that Klal Yisrael are talking to the shechina. He didn't see the inner pull of the neshama, as they state in Sfarim, that the neshama gets attracted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then like a flame of a candle, you bring another flame, the candle, the flame goes like that, and it gets attracted, distracted. Kilu. The fervor of a yid's davening, it all depends. What does our davening look like? If it's chukim u'mishpotim tzadikim, what is our talis and tefillin? What does it mean? If it's ala mitosam, say the vada, yichoshu tzadikim, chachomim. If our tefillin is what's mekasha as with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yid, when he puts on his tefillin, thinks about the Yisoides HaEmunah, which the tefillin are telling us. Tefillin is Loshon Kesher, the Shteitin Sforim. It's mekasha as. Tefillin is meant to be v'ro kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. Does the guy see that? They say that it depends. Lots of times people have to daven in an airport and these things, or sometimes I was davening once in Chutzor and so the Goyish Klina, the Schwarzer Klina came in. He didn't seem scared of anybody. He didn't run away. But I've davened in an airport and addressed people. I don't know, once I was davening in the airport, besides taking pictures. Because nobody was running away. Why not? So they bring that when the God was once in the... He was arrested a couple of times in his life. And once he was in the court and he was sitting there learning his mutav, talis, and tefillin. And then the Goyish judge called his name. He looked up. And the judge could pachad and ran out of the courtroom. By the God, depends on our tefillin. Depends on how, on the meniach of the tefillin, how much it's amiti. All our halachas, what we keep, we keep it al amitoso. That's me goy godly. If it's not al amitosam, then it's a gichoshu shaitim. And if he's there, that's the pshat. Gavosan shel Yisrael. If he's there, it's kenzai. That's the pshat. Kol chochom v'chochom Yisrael. Sheesh bo divrei Torah la'amitoi. The Talmid Chacham who learns Torah la'amitai. He learns Torah. There are two ways of learning Torah. There are people who learn Torah because, well, there may be the three ways of learning Torah. I don't know if you call the third way of learning Torah. There are people who go to the Daf HaYomi and they listen or they don't listen. No, we're not talking about that. The people who are learning Torah. You learn Torah, it's very interesting. You get to the Lomdus of the Sugya, Achlokus, Rishoini, Chakiras, Chaburas, Chidushim, Gvaldig. Is that Lamitoi? When we finish the Sugya, when we finish the Chabura, when we finish the Seder, whatever. Then we go about life. So nothing happened. Is that Lamitoi? What's Torah want from us? Torah is telling us, Torah is talking to us. Torah is telling us something. Limud HaTorah Lamitoi is the Torah should be mechayev something to us. If other one needs to learn Ba'oimek or Be'iyun, but it doesn't stop there. What is this svara of the Ramban? So what's it telling me? Is it telling me something? And if we're not able to take out from the Ramban, from this Chakira, we're not able to take out something, then I'll call upon him. The rest of the day, do we have Siddurim which are Mechaevas? We're learning Torah. Is that going to change us? What's Torah la'amitai? Torah la'amitai is the Torah should talk to us. Torah should tell us and change us. And Torah la'amitai tells us b'soif v'shadova what's a rotzen Hashem. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? And the Chacham who learns Torah la'amitai. And he sees Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael are not being misnayeg la'amitai. He's misaneach on Kvodo Shel Yisrael. And the Chacham learns Torah la'amitai. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah so the world should be misnayeg al pi Torah. So Klal Yisrael should be misnayeg al pi Torah. Is Bisadeh al Kvoito Shalakonishwar. He gave us Torah. Where is his Torah? Where do we see his Torah? He gave us his Torah. that we should have a different life, that we should be living a different world. So the Kochav v'Kochav Shalomed al Amitai is Misaneach on these two Bechilas. A Klal Yisrael living on Pi Torah. And what's that Kodesh Baruch Hu Nebach? And how do we know if it's an Amitai? The Mesilas Yesharim says, in Chassidus he brings it. Hakavona ha'amitis ha'metsuyu b'chassidim asher torchu v'ishtadlu la'asigo. Hu sheyeh ha'odom oyved rak l'man asher kvoido shel ha'odom baruch hu yigdal v'yirbe. The etzim real kavona of avoidus Hashem, which the Chassidim, the Madriga of Chassidus, were Toreach and made Hishtadlus to be Masig, this Kavod in their Avoido, is it should be Als Riboy Kvod Shomai. That's what they're Mechavin for in their learning, in their davening, in their mitzvahs, Riboy Kvod Shomai. V'zeyiach ashet hiskabe be'avo. And that comes only from Avo, which is the Yisod of Chassidus. The Chassid explains wants to be make Nachas Ruach, wants to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. The Chassid is Misgabe Ba'avas Hashem, and that's what makes him upset. If there isn't the Ribui Kvod Shamayim, and he wants that ribui kavod, misave for the ribui kavod. Ubitzayal kol sheyimayet mimeno. He gets upset when there's any pgiya in the kvod shemayim. Ki oz yaved avedoso in the tachlisah. Shelefachas mitzido yiyeh kvodo yisparach misgadel. Lefaches, he should be marabe kvoid shabai. V'yisave shekol shah b'nei adam yu kvoid chayin. And he wants everyone else also to be marabe kvoid shabai. Hine, going the chayra, it's an interesting transition from Tisha B'Av to Beit Hazmanim. Chayra is a pleiadic transition. But one of the things we could take out, the Beit HaZmanim, people go all sorts of places where during the Zman they don't go. First, there's to realize, even if none of the Madriga of Chassidus, the achrayas we have to be Marbe Kvod Shamayim, Be'er Kiddush Hashem, wherever we go. Ki oz yavet avodos in the tachlis says, shenefochas mitzido yiyeh kvoido yisparach miskado. V'yisave shekol shah b'nei odem yu k'moichein v'yitztae v'yisaneach al ma'ah shebematim shah b'nei odem. And he'll be upset, he'll be tzabrochen to the p'giyah in kvod shomayim. V'kol shekein al ma'ah shebemayet hu atzmoy b'shoigeg o b'oines o b'chushas ha'teva. The loy mitayra la'mitoy Kol Shekein, how much he's mitzayer, if he's poigame in Kvod Shomayim. B'shoigeg, Zuzay B'shoigeg, Zuzay B'oynes, or B'chul Shasateva, he doesn't have whatever, he's in a certain situation where he wasn't able to be married with the Kvod Shomayim like he wanted. Chul Shasateva wasn't able to. Zuzay B'oynes, I mean, he's sabrochen about it more than he's sabrochen about what the Pagir and Gabi everyone else. If the Torah is Lamitai, then the Torah talks to him first and foremost. That's what my Torah should be. The Torah should tell us, should tell me how to behave. Tell me to be Marabe Kvod Shomayim. And then Alevai, the Aleyin should be Marabe Kvod Shomayim. But a person gets upset about the Pegiyah and Kvod Shamayim, and there's so much to be upset about in our Dor. So many machlokes, so many Pegiyahs, Sinas Chinom, v'chule, whether we have to be Barbe, everybody knows. But the Loime Torah, Lamitoi, gets Tzibrochen about it. But if we want to know, is it Lamitoi? Why am I getting upset about them? Why am I getting upset about the government, this new government? Kiyu, the old government, was such a heiliger, bound in Kod Shamayim, Darish kind of thing. Kiyu, they made new Gzeira, want to take away some monies. Well, you know, is it Tori Labito? You're never poking in Kod Shamayim. But Oynes, Beshoyge. How much are our mitzvahs barbe kvod shamayim? How much are my mitzvahs barbe kvod shamayim? That's what I have to think about. That's the aleph. And if there isn't that culture, Cain, that he's mitzvah ha'mashe b'mayim, who atzma, if there's a culture, Cain, doesn't exist, let's not fool ourselves. It's not the amitai. It's not because I'm a yeshiva man. It's my party, it's my kehile, we're charedim, we're this, we're that, it's nothing to do with Torah Lamita. These two bechilas, Kvod Shamayim and Kvod on Shal Yisrael, Enoch Hanami, Klal is Be'etzem, like Rashi says, the Tainu Hach is two sides of the same coin. Because Kvodon Shel Yisrael Be'etzem is Mi Goy Godel Asher Gloi Elukim Kroivim Eilov. The Ramban in Hazinu explains, Meredik says, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Bora is Ha'adam B'Tachtoinim Sheyake is Boirei V'Yoyde Lishmoy Ol Tachlis Abriye Sheyake is Boirei V'Yoyde Lishmoy V'Sober Shus B'Yodei Lahora Lehetiv. You have Bechira Kashe Chotu B'Ritzoyde V'Kofru Boi Kulom Noini Sharak O'am Azeh Lishmoy. There's only Klan Yisrael left, or the Goyim, there's only Klal Yisrael left. Upirusei bohem ba'oises v'moivsim ki hu elokei elokim v'adonei hu adonim v'noide bozeh l'kol ha'amim with Yitzias Mitzrayim kris yamsuf matan toira Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem through Klal Yisrael was mefarsim the Mitzias Hashem. And he says therefore Klal Yisrael have a schus kiyum, because we are be'etzim atem eidayin u'mashem. Yeshua, Titus HaKodesh Baruch Hu, u'matas en eshimcha godel. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Meraglim, what's he saying to HaKodesh Baruch Hu? V'omru ha'goyim esheshom eshimcha cholimor. The HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have the koyach to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Be'achilul Hashem. The Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael is Mefasim Hashem in the Bria. Abzu Yotzaltini Tilosi Yisapeiru. So Mitzad Zeh, the two Bechidas come together. The Klal Yisrael, the godless of Klal Yisrael is Elohim Kroivim Eilov. The Gemara says, we said in Chagigo, the Rebbeinu Shalom has this mokum, and he goes, "B'mistorim tivke nafshi." Thank the Gemara, "U'miyika b'chiyah kamei kutshagrichum." HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, "V'omer apopa ein atzivus lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Shnei ma'hoid v'hoda lefana v'iz v'ched v'minkoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no sadness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo kashya. So the Gemara, ho bebote gavoi, ho bebote broi. There's two places. There's the inner rooms, which Rashi knows in the Bistarim. The Bistarim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries is the inner rooms, the bote gavoi. In the bote broi, in the outer rooms, is hoid v'odah lefonav huz v'ched v'binkoim. What's it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, and there's bote gavoi, bote broi. What was the chance? Tifa and yonim. Over the Maral explains Kama Mekomis. First of all, what's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries? What's the shout that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unhappy? Chas v'sholim also kamuvon. We're never talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide b'atzmoi. We have no asoya about HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide b'atzmoi. We're not even allowed to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide b'atzmoi. Never talking about it. What are we talking about? We talk always as we perceive as the Kodesh Baruch Hu's nisgale to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu's nisgale to us in very limited ways, in ways that we can understand. A Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoid ma'atzmoi is unlimited, infinite. We have no asoga. Can't even begin to talk about the chas v'shal asalom. Even to think about that. Think about that. We're going to make a statement. My finite brain can be massing something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we never talk about that. But how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show himself to us? In that, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, the Shlevus, then that's called Simcha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boiche, when he's upset, that's when the hashpa is a much more limited hashpa. There's bote boi, bote gavoi. He says the bote gavoi, the pnimius of the bria, place which is pnim, the hanhoge, which is connected the kedusha of the bria, the pnimius of the bria. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crying. There, the Hashpa is not a Shlemistic Hashpa anymore. In the Bote Broi, the external Hanhoge, in the world is the external world that there is. The Hanhoge is Hashem in the world, Bechlola. There's Hoy Vahad Olafanov, Hoy Svechedim, Koy. In the world, in the outdoor, we're living such a Shlemis. We throw out more for what we eat than people used to eat before the war. We have such a shefa. Look how we live. Look at all the interesting toys we have and all the zachal we have rubbish. Here we're sitting here and I see people all over the world are being mishtatik. It's very shver in the soil for me. Because it's Tisha B'Av, and you see all these people and names, and you can't say anything. Last year, Tisha B'Av was the first time I saw a zoo. I got a shock because I see all these people coming up. As I took off my glasses, and I can't see. Then we hadn't seen each other for months, and sometimes for longer. And things. So they saw it at Tisha B'Av. Here I can't see properly either, but what's a pliatsumo? That's the bote broi, Rabbi Yisrael. The bote broi is hoid v'ado lefanov, the religion of Mashpia. Oh, where is the chisaron? Where is the religion not being Mashpia? Why is the story with the bote gavoi in the kedusha to the neshame? To Klal Yisrael's pnimius, that's what's chaser in this matzav of churban. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. If we would have been mekabel what the Navi was telling us, what Yirmiyah was telling us, we would have done tshuva, the Rebbe Shem wouldn't cry. We had a time when the Rebbe Shem wasn't crying in the Batei Gavoi. There was Simcha the Batei Gavoi, it was Mashpia, Mashpia, Mashpia. The previous of the Kedusha. But now, was so lacking in Kedusha, in Pnimius, Chitzonius and Gewaltig. But is Ken Zayn? May high timer. Ken Zayn, because we have such a shefa of Gashmias that we've been yearning even more. The desire of all these things, when they're used for the right thing, is gewaltig. Of the desire of all this technology and all the smartphones and the Zachen, you know better than me. To desire to take people out of any type of premiums. Kule chitzonius. The world today is as deep as that screen over there. That's the whole, because that's the world. In everything, your relationships. You know, this media, the people have friends. What's the friends? Kneiluch chover. You have to work hard to get a chover. How do you get a chover today? You press a few buttons and then you put stupid pictures on and you show people how you brush your teeth or trace your style on an Irish kind. And then how many friends have you got? And if you want more than friends, you want to be a Rebbe, and you want to have Chassidim, so you can press another, go on to another site, you have followers. Yeah, Mensch can have hundreds of followers. That's nourish him and nourish. You don't even know the person. Somebody told me a few years ago, his brother got some brochem once. He had lots and lots of followers, and then he was at some place and he bumped into some of these followers. They weren't goyrisim. But just to press a thing on the phone, so you're a follower. Halacha lemaisa, kneilu chachover. He got totally sabrochem from the whole thing. Takes a person out of any type of hakara of what's real. The Gemara Yuma tells us that the first base Amikdash, everybody knows, was Nechra Bibley Shoya Gibel Dvari. Gibel Dvari doesn't say Gibel Averis. Gibel Dvari. Gibel Averis Chamuras. Avodah Zara, Gidoy Arayas, Shvichas Domin. Gibel Dvari. The Mikdash Sheni, Avol Mikdash Sheni, Shoyu Oiski Betoyer of Mitzus, Milis Chasson, we play Bach Chora, we play Shoyus of my Sinas Chidom. The Labetcha Sheshkula Sinas Chidom, Kenege, Cholish Averus, Avoidazor, Gilroy Arias, Shrikhus Dom. The Gemara says the Mikdash Rishoyim Hoyu, El Shetolu Bitchoinom Bakodish Boch. They still had bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Yochanan, Toivo tziponon shel rishoyinim mikreiso shel achroinim. The fingernails of the rishoyinim, the claws of the rishoyinim, were better than the stomach of the achroinim. We've spoken many times about the God, the Meridik Pshat, the God. The God says that the Nimshal, the Dalet Malchius and Nimshalim to the Dalet Chayas, who have only one simon of Kashrus. The first three are Male Geira, but they're not Mafris Parsim. And the Chazir is Fakert, it's Mafris Parsim. And it's not Male Geira. So he says, the similar kashrus is a similar bitochen b'ashem. To be Male Geira is his stapkus, but he doesn't have anything else to eat. He's Male the Geira. He doesn't have claws. The kosher animal doesn't have claws to chap other things, to be doires. There's a similar bitochen b'ashem. So the first Doiris says they had bitochen, simid pnimi they had. The Averis were Averis chitzonius. That's Ken Zayn why it's called Dvarim. It doesn't call them Averis. They were chitzonius dika Averis. So they fell to the Balchios who had the Simon Pnimi, the one Simon they had, they were Male Geiro. They didn't have, they were, the Simon Chitzoni was Treif. But the Dar, the Bai Sheini, fell to Roimi. Roimi is Nimshal to a Chazir. Edom is a Chazir. What's the Chazir? The Chazir has the Simon Chitzoni of Kashrus. He has cloven hooves. And it's interesting that the Chazir is the only animal that when he crouches down, he puts his feet out. Every kosher animal, when he crouches down, some of you go to the zoo, or go to the thing with the kids, so you see a little lamb or a cow, and you see it's like that. Of the Chazir, so Chazal, why does he do that? Ru'u kosher ani! Edom, Esav, the goyim amongst which we live, which we've been mushba from. So the chitzoid is, look, we're fine, we're good. What and in private? In private it's rotten, in the plebis it's rotten. Sinas chidom, says the God, is a chitzoid in bitachon. They were always seeking Torah, mitzvahs, and mitzvahs chasadim. But Sinas Chinam, Machlokes, that means the Plinius was no good. Chitzonius was very nice. So who did we fall to? The Bayis Sheni. We fell to the Chazir. That's what we were. Aber Rabbi Yochanan says that the Bayis Rishon, Toivon Tziporin Shal Rishonim Mikreiso Shal Achroinim. It's better that you've got the chisaron chitzoni is a better madrega than if there's a chisaron pnimi. Omelei Reish Lakish, Adarabba, Achroinim Adifa. The Reish Lakish didn't understand. He tied his fakert. The Achroinim were better. Afal gav the ikka shibud malchis koske betoira. Sof go sof, they learned Torah. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rishnokis, the Talmud. And the Rebbe said, Bira toichiach, let the Beis HaMikdash be mochiach, shechozro nishoini, veloi chozro lachroini. The Beis HaMikdash came back to the Rishonim. 70 years in Golus. The Gemara says the sins there, their Averas were Begolui, so the Golus was Begolu. For the Mikdash Sheni, since the Chet was not Begolui, it was Lo Niskale Avoida, Lo Niskale Kitzo. It's a huge difference, Rabbi Yisai. We go into Golus for 70 years. You know it's 70 years. You know the clock is ticking. How much do you start building your communities? How much do you become shayach to the goyim? I mean, we're only here temporarily. So at the beginning, 70 years sounds a long time. But after 20 years gone by, there's only 50 years, and the clock's ticking. You know the clock's ticking. You know in 50 years' time, we're going back to Eretz Yisrael. After another 20 years, you're going to start building binyanim. You're going to start building guts of beautiful binyanim. What's the point? Yeah, we need somewhere for a shul. We need something. So we'll get a caravan, like over here. We'll get something temporarily for the yeshiva. What do we need? We're only here for another 30 years. 20 years. Who's going to give money to build a building for 20 years? For 15 years? What type of home? Yeah, we need a house. We need to live in a house. Okay, but how much are you going to put into the house? When it's Niskale Kitzom, it's a whole different Golus. And when it's Lo Niskale Kitzom, like our Golus, Lo Niskale Avodim, Lo Niskale Kitzom, Golus seeps in to become Be'etzem part of the bench. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Bira toichiach. How bad was the first Churban? Hibira Taychiach. It was only chitzoidi. The gzeir was only chitzoidi. Lechazel achroidim. Shalur is Reb Loza rishonim gedoyim or achroidim gedoyim. They asked Reb Loza this shayla. Who is the better madriga? The bais rishon or bais sheni? Omer lohen tnu einechem bebira. He said the same thing. Look at the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbosai, if they'd ask us that question, what would we say? If we would be asked, what is worse, Sinas Chinam or Gimel Averus Chaburus, a Torah which is doing Chasdomim, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, but they got Bitoch, or a Torah which are Oiskim, Betoirah, Bemitzvahs, and Gemilas Chasadim, and the Sinas Chinam? Is it Shaykh such a Dara? Have we ever heard of such a Dara? Doesn't it sound like a description of what we are today? There's Torah, Baruch Hashem. There's Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. How many Gemachim there are? It's a Gemach for every type of thing you can possibly imagine, and things you can't even imagine Gemachim today. Abel Machloikis, Sinas Chino, Tainas, Bitochim. We have that. And let's compare our Dora to a Dora doing Avodah Zara, Gilui Arayas, Shvichas Dom. But happy Toch. How that fits in, I don't have time now to explain, but it's not a steer necessarily. Stira be'etzit, but it's just people that are very complicated. People got bitachon. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, look after us. Like I'm on you here, so the chilonim, they don't keep Torah, don't keep anything. Parnasami Elokim, Parnasami Elokim. Bechila, that bitachon. Kodesh Baruch Hu won't bring the churban. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. And why do we do Avodah Zarah? The Mashgiach used to say, Avodah Zarah, you have to be modern. You can't be old-fashioned. You have to go here and you go there and do this Narishka, that Narishka. Everybody's doing it. That's how you make sure you get Parnasa. Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dovid. Which is better? I'm not sure that we would hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Because that's our problem. The gufa is our problem. We don't understand pnimius. B'mistarim tivke nafshi b'botik avoy. The Rebbe Shalom is not mashpia the kedusha like it should be because of us. If we would be on the Madrega, the Rebbe Shalom would be Mashpia. The Rebbe Shalom wants to be Mashpia, Kedusha, Shefa. The Rebbe Shalom is Misave, Lodu, Betachtoidim. The Rebbe Shalom wants the Shechina here. He doesn't want to be up there. He wants to be down here with us. The Rebbe Shalom is Misave, Misave, Lodu, Betachtoidim. But when he can't, because we don't allow him, because in our plivius he's not there. The story of Tivken Abshi, the Bereshav is Boiche, can't be Mashpia, Kedusha, plivius like he should, like he wants to. Oh, is Vechedva bin Koimed, Bote Brai, the Chitzoni is Gvaldig, yes. Oh, but that's not the Yikr. This is all meant to be just the Kli which we're supposed to use for Avodas Hashem. It's not meant to be the Yikr. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo is crying. Because Hamatzu. Kol Talmid Chochem. All Talmid Chochem, Shesh Le Torah, the Ma'amitoi. So why are we Misaneach on Kvoido Shel Hashamayim, Kvoido Shel Yisrael? Why aren't we learning Torah? Kanira, to see how much our Torah is labito. Well, we mit star aba shebebayit hu atzmoi b'shoyge gebeoynes and b'chushes ateva. When the Rebbe Yishai makes a matziv in our heart these last few years, the last couple of years, matzav mishuni mad me'oyin, you probably heard what happened in Germany, or floods like crazy, and people missing in the summer when they have floods, like this, and floods in Golders Green, right near where I live, there's a base medrash. Chabad Beis Medrash, which was flooded, and Baruch Hashem, no Avedus Benefesh. When did it ever hear a flood? It had floods in England, all over the place. In London, you didn't used to have floods. Certainly not in Schmidt's summer. It rains kabuva in England. In London, lots of times. In Germany, I think it was 190 people missing. Weiser, every day is Weiser. So we want to know, what are we supposed to do? Tshuva, what are we supposed to do? What's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? We get tracked, this I learned, the Mesillas Yisrael, but I never have this, the Mesillas Yisrael. Things of Pesach, Pesach, for us, Gewaldig, Gewaldig. In the Hemshech here, in Chassidus, he says, "V'hile achosid kaze, mivado avoyde shu oivid b'maisa mitzvoisa v'ala kavona azos. Hile vade shiitztaya tomid tzar mamish al Yerushalayim v'ala churban." That's the madrega of Chassidus. Tomid mitztaya, we don't have no shaykhus to that. Mitzad, shizeh gorim miyut kiviyoch lichvoyde yisparach. V'yis'ave v'ku'ulo l'fi shebo ye'ilu l'chvoid Hashem Yisparach. And he'd be mis'ave for the gula v'hu ma'ashe kosev tonu t'melio. That's what we brought for the tonu t'melio. U'mis'ave o'meitza l'chvoid Yerushalayim. We brought all that. Yeah. Sokta. V'yis'palel tomid al gulas b'nei Yisrael v'ashovas k'void shomayim l'iluy. And then we can have shaykhus too. And the Rebbe Yishai wants us to daven for it. Can we think about the Matzav Hadar and the Machloikus and Sinas Chinam and Maises, and a person makes a Cheshbonos and he hears we should do tshuva. Those things. Do I have Sinas Chinam to anybody? Maybe Avak Loshon Hara. All the Gemara says Kulam Avak Loshon Hara. I got Sinas Chinam. What should I do? I'm supposed to. How am I going to build a Beis Hamikdash? Teretz is. It's only Mesillas Yisharim. What does it mean to be Misave? V'yispalel tomid al gulas b'nei Yisrael v'ashomas kvot shomayim le'ilui. V'nyoyma odo, mi ani umo ani sofun shespalel al Yerushalayim ha'mipnei tvilosi titzmach ha'yeshua. I've learned it so many times about it. I had a completely different understanding what he wants. And a person will say, my tefillahs are going to be answered. Tshuvosim etzido, kosher shoshaninu. Nefichach nivra adam yechidi, kidei shekol echod yoyme bishvili nivra ha'olam. A mensch has to say, be'etzim bishvili nivra ha'olam. Don't look at other doyers. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. In my world, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Ukva nachasruch lefonim Yisrael shiubonam mevakshim u'mispalalim al sois. Vav sheloi ta'asim ha'koshosom b'plei sheloi yigi hazman u'meize tam sheyiye. The Rebbe Yishai wants us to daven for Kvod Shamayim. Hinei heim osu shelohem. What are we mechuyev to do? What can we do? And this we can all do, Rabbi Yishai. To daven for Kvod Shamayim. Daven for the Gula. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'zeh. And it's irrelevant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plans of when and why and how it should happen. That's irrelevant. what he wants from us. If we have to daven, then we, our tefillahs, should have something to do with Kvod Shamayim. That is a bechina that we are misaneach on the Kvod Shel Kolal Yisrael, Kvod Shel Shamayim. Valhed adover ze Yisrael anovi, vayeir vayar ki ein ish, umishtoimim ki ein mafgia. The Novi says, there's nobody davening. Nobody's davening for this. The Targum Yonis is ain't soimich. My person's being tovea, being davening for it. He doirish ain't law. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Michal de Boy Drisha. Tzion doirish ain't law, Michal de Boy Drisha. Hari Khan, Shechayovim anachnu bozeh. We're all chayiv to daven for the Gula. That we can all do. The ain't law to liparte mi play miut kocheinu. It's irrelevant. It's no cheshvan. I'm going to daven for the gula. Harry the Chofetz Chaim didn't manage to bring the gula. The God didn't manage to bring the gula. This one. That's not the Rebbein Shem wants from us in our little world, in our Dalet Amos, that we should be misaneach. The Kvodah Shel Shamayim, the Kvodah Shel Klal Yisrael. The we should want Pnimius, we should want Kedusha, we should want Ruchnius. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel wants from us. That's our Avodah. And the Grace of Zachen, Yenochalami can't be Metakin Grace of Zachen. But what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us, that we should have that Tfilas. We should be Nisoyer. We daven Shmoneh Esrei 3 times a day. We're coming to Yachad. Once we made Moisef Yachad, take away the Sinas Chino. Klal Yisrael should be Yachad. Hashim Hashem Teinu Gemari Shoyne, Gemari Yoseinu Gemad Chila. Umloich aleinu ato Hashem levadecha. That we should daven for. That we say it anyway. 3 times a day. Are we going to say it like shoytim, or are we going to say it the mi goy gadol shel kim krovim elav? Without the matziv, the memshala, the this, the that, the other, daven vazeidim, you call azeidim you. Chop them up and then be machniyim. Yes, hachno, bring them back for tshuva. Bring them back for tshuva. It's not that they should do tshuva. And then we should daven for the tzaddikim. We should have bitachon amitis v'sim chalkeinu imahem. And then we could daven v'li Yerushalayim ircho barachem intashuv Rebbeinu Shalom, come back to Yerushalayim. When we finish davening, is there semach as well? Kiddushu oscho kivinu kol hayoyim. When we finish davening, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adoin akol l'makit toiv z'akodesh Baruch Hu. You gave us a bochim to daven for you. You're the melech amiti. You're not like the goyim. Look what you gave us. That's aschus. What's supposed to be yoytzei from that? What do we take out from our davening? Al kein the kavel achol lirois meheira besiferes usecho. Ah, kvoit shamayim. That's what we want. We realize ki amalchus shel chohi. If we realize ki atohu elokim eiloid milavada. Shamayim yivar loretz mitochas. Al kein the kavel achol lirois meheira besiferes. We come to cool them. So Malchus Chaleim, Vesim Chaleim. That's what the Mesilas Yisrael is telling us. That's our chiyuv to daven for Kvod Shamayim. We say Aleinu every day anyway. We say it like Shoitim, or we say it like Chachomim. That's what the Eibishter wants from us. That's an avodah that we can do. That's Miyodeinu. And whether Rabbi Shlomo will answer or not now, that's irrelevant. As Ken said, the Tzoyim Aravi, the Tzoyim Achamishi, the Etzim Tzoyim, the fact that we're sitting and we're being Misaneh, and Mashahu Misabel, if we, that's Ma'oiras to Daven for Kvod Shamayim. The Etzim Tzoyim, not the day, the Etzim Tzoyim, the Etzim fact that we have an epis of Shaykhus, we want some Shaykhus, the Kvod Shamayim, the Kvod Bnei Yisrael. That Gufa will be Hoifech to Sosim Vesimcha.